This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. During this first week of 2006, we're checking in on some of the stories you may have lost track of over the holidays. This morning, the progress of democracy in the Middle East. To make sense of developments in several countries around the region and to discover what may happen next, we've reached Rami Khoury. He is editor-at-large of the Beirut-based Daily Star newspaper, and hello.
Hi.
Let's start with Palestinian elections, and those elections are scheduled for January 25th. Right at the moment, Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas is threatening to delay them. What is going on here, and why is this election so important?
Well, the election is critically important because it represents a potentially significant step for the Palestinians to get their political house in order, and that could, in the best of circumstances, open the way for a renewed engagement with the Israelis to talk about a peaceful resolution to the conflict rather than continued fighting and occupation and expansion of Israeli settlements and colonies. There's a lot of potential and real problems in the way of these elections, but the Palestinians are pushing very hard to hold them because they're so important for them, both in their own democratic development and in future progress on the peace front.
Well, let's turn then to Egypt, where the big recent development was the strong showing of the Muslim Brotherhood in parliamentary elections. And that political movement is officially banned. Still, it won 20% of the seats in the parliament.
Well, it won 20% because it only ran in about 150 seats, and it won like 80, 85. If it had run in all 444, it probably would have run away with the parliament. So I think this is a really important wake-up call for many people and a harbinger of what is to come. That is, if you have free and fair elections, you're going to get Islamist parties like the Muslim Brotherhood and others doing well because they reflect popular sentiment. Whatever it is, they emerge as a very powerful expression of people's anger, but also their aspirations. So the real challenge is to engage these Islamist mainstream parties in a democratic process and to strengthen democracy rather than to curtail it. Now, Egypt is a really important test case now for this process.
Well, just though to speak about the Brotherhood and its agenda, is it about a political reform or is it about political reform leading to a greater role for Muslim law in Egypt?
Well, you know, Muslim law, like Christian law and Jewish law and other laws, is good law. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the Muslim law. The point you want is the rule of law. You want law to be defined by its own people, fairly administered, and to have a system of justice that is accessible to all people. The reality is one in which the Muslim mainstream groups like the Muslim Brotherhood are saying they want to engage in democratic processes, and they have to be, in a way, you have to call their bluff, you have to test them. And if they're willing to play the democratic game in a process of majority rule and protection of minority rights, then that would seem to be a positive development for this region.
Let's talk finally about the evolution of democracy in Lebanon. What is the situation there now that Syria has withdrawn its troops and at least left technically?
Well, the important development is the elections that took place last May and June. You had a parliamentary election that was quite free and fair, and you had a victory by the majority that was then called the opposition that was opposed to Syria's presence, and they are now the people who have formed the government. And they have a majority in parliament. But they haven't really asserted that majority yet because the Lebanese system is run according to a very peculiar tradition of confessional consensus. So this has created problems and has brought some stalemate into the government system right now. So you've had some positive developments in the pushing forward of real democracy in Lebanon, but at the same time there are some serious constraints that the Lebanese themselves have to overcome.
Thank you very much for joining us again.
Thanks for having me.
Rami Khoury is the editor-at-large of the Beirut-based Daily Star newspaper.